Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Big show served up hot and fresh on Robert Ack Diamonds. Green and gold Monday on the fan. Everywhere you go, Wisconsin's all in. Staying 6 feet apart, keeping gatherings smaller, ways we can all help defeat the virus. Be a good neighbor. Show us how you're all in using hashtag WeAreAllIn. Learn more at WeAreAllIn.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Venture of the Lambeau Leap, venture of the Leap Brat, many different flavors coming to a store and restaurant near you. He is Leroy Butler asking you about this Packers defense. Do you blame Mike Pettine? Do you blame somebody else for the struggles of this Packers defense? Jeremy in California, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, boys. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Leroy, I know your name, Mr. Butler. I'm gonna put some respect on it, though. I'm just gonna address you as 36 for the rest of this call, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm gonna step outside of the box here a little bit, and I'm not blaming Pettine. I'm gonna blame Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Aaron Jones. That last caller, he kind of brought something up that I was thinking about. You know, 2011, 2014, those were really good offenses. And our defense has sucked. Mm-hmm. Defense, a lot of confidence involved there, right? Right, 36, isn't there something to that?
That's right.
So I think they've kind of chipped away at that a little bit. This offense has, the way they've been playing. You know, they're not playing them during the game, but in practice and stuff like that. Seems like the only one with any confidence right now, and he's the only one that's really, really playing well. Is Jair, but he always seems to be full of confidence, so I don't think that's a problem for him. But I really do think there is something to when you've got a really good offense, your defense kind of struggles. I mean, you look at Kansas City, you look at the Saints for a long time. Anytime those offenses were really, really good and they were humming, those defenses they seem to suck.
Here's the thing, in the Green Bay Packers case, that really shouldn't be, because I think they probably in the last 10 years, I don't know where to go back and look at it, Steve, but pull up the draft picks. I think in the last 10 years, they've been heavy defensively drafting,
yeah, they have.
Maybe in the first four rounds.
Sure,
so that really shouldn't be as far as the Packers concerned. I mean, I can get when you say you're drafting all these receivers, running backs, but I think they've been heavy on the defense within the last 10 years.
Now, when you say the draft, Gary, are you saying like the first three rounds, or are you saying the entire draft 1 through 7?
Well, I think probably entire draft 1 through 7, but it feels like within the first four rounds, it's been heavy on the defense.
In the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years. I'll go back and look.
We'll see if we can figure that out before 6 o'clock for you. Thanks for the call, Jeremy.
Appreciate it.
I tend to agree with you just off top of mind that you're probably right, but we can go back and look. Yeah, we can go back and check it out.
And there's a lot of those guys hadn't even worked out.
One more here, and then we'll get to the franchise. Right. Tim Allen coming up on the other side of a timeout. Charlie Eastside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, Charlie?
Hi, Charlie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to reiterate what the last two, but add the comment that if Aaron Rodgers really wanted to, really, really wanted a Super Bowl title, he'd restructure his contract so that they can go out and get someone to help him on the defensive side. It's just that there's too much money wrapped in to his side. No one's won a Super Bowl with as high a percentage wrapped into the quarterback position as they have with Aaron Rodgers. And that's all. And Mr. Butler, you're the best. Hall of Fame all the way. Take care.
Thank you very much, my brother. Yeah, he did a restructure at the end to get Kenny Clark's deal. I think it kind of went under the radar. You remember it was just like a little crawl, Aaron Rodgers.
A little crawl.
Restructure the deal. That, and I said, well, why wouldn't they sign Kenny Clark? And they signed Kenny Clark. But it was after the draft. So now his they redid when they gave him that extension to keep up with the Joneses, like the top quarterbacks. They used that money. That's when they got that Davante Adams deal done, which was, Gary, how was that? 3 years ago when he got that nice look? Mm-hmm. So Devontae really can hit him one more time. That's why I said that since you did Aaron already at the end of the year, you could do it to Devontae. You can go to Davante Adams and guarantee his salary for this year and next year. So they'll basically give it to you. Then that saves you money under the cap. Now you can get back into our market. Tomorrow, I guess, David Bakhtiari at 435 and sign him to a lucrative deal. I'll just say lucrative because I don't know how many years and how much. Lucrative just means up to, you know, it's up to what it would be people his caliber, you know, top five guys or whatever, because that's what the franchise tag is all about.
That franchise tag is, I'm going to say like only, but that franchise tag is only like 14 or 15 million 14. A year for a guy that wants to make 22 or 23 a year. That's a big, big difference. And yeah, but like you said, David Bakhtiari tomorrow at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, another football season is here. Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room, indoor bocce ball, and awesome food selection and drink specials. You will find all of your favorites on their menu, from their loaded burgers, wraps, wings. Oh, they're so good. Plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled with all of the extras. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sundays starting at 9 a.m. You will not want to miss that. Visit their Facebook page or check them out at QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. The franchise, Tim Allen, talking Brewers playoff baseball next on The Fan.
It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. It is a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. It's going to become a blue and gold here just for a few minutes as we check in with a guy who to be a part of history. The franchise, Tim Allen, Pelham Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show coming up Wednesday night from 8 till 9. And then the Bayview Shannon Blinds postgame show immediately following the Brewers and Dodgers game one of a best of three set. Coming up on Wednesday night. Tim Allen, part of history, first time in Brewers history. The team has made the postseason 3 years in a row.
Oh, man, it is time for a celebration. It really is, and a crazy season. You know, I would imagine that, you know, game three of a season, Green Bay Packers, yeah, they take care of the Saints, big deal, back burner. Back burner, baby. Brewers are front and center, headlines, front page, block, in the middle of the third consecutive season of playoffs. It really is a time to celebrate, guys. And here's the most significant thing about this. This is going to help out this organization. It is. And the credibility that comes along with, you know, a consistent playoff appearance, guys, it's just we have to remember where we came from. We have to remember the obstacles that have been in front of this organization. Small market. Dependent on the fans, dependent on ticket sales. You don't have a bottomless pit of money. You're challenged with facing these Big Apple teams, facing the California big market teams and money teams, and facing Chicago with a seemingly unlimited payroll. It really is a testament to this organization to flip things around like this.
No, I would agree with you, Tim, and especially in a pandemic season where you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if you look at, you go back and look at the beginning of the year, and one of their best ball players opted out. And then you still can make a run and get into the playoffs, and you're right, for a lot of these young guys, it will pay dividends for these guys to get some sort of playoff experience and not be afraid to go play the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, Gary, is that you know as well as anybody that this is still a sporting competition here today. There's still big leaguers on the other side of that diamond. There's still big leaguers trying to get a hit and trying to get outs against you. Well, that's the same thing the Dodgers have to look like. The example I would use here, and maybe the dynamics are a little bit different, but in a big picture view, guys, the one seed, the Giant, the Dodgers, a 43-17 mark in their 60 games and seemingly a freight train. Well, this positivity train for the Brewers, take a look at what happened with the Bucks with their freight train and the one seed and the best record.
There was no need to go there. There was no need for that. Not at all. It was uncalled for.
Hey,
it
Tim.
Just sort of shows you, Leroy, that anything can happen. Yeah.
You know, and I'm probably a bit more overly optimistic than these two boys. They don't believe in that. Like I said, I was trying to, as a point, we've gotten the playoffs. Yancey Thigpen, he dropped a ball in the snow, and we made it in the playoffs. I mean, it was exciting. You just build off of that. But if I'd have told you without Lorenzo Cain, okay, and if I'd have told you, Tim, your best hitters, or Arcia, who's hitting like 260-something or 260, and Yelich would have went on a 1-for-27 at some times, and Hira wasn't hitting 200, and Garcia hitting about 198, and you still made it to the playoff, you would take that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, wasn't there some sort of
and you bring in Vogelbach. I mean, come on, Vogelbach. Man, this is amazing.
I mean, wasn't there some sort of Hail Mary in a Packers situation that put him into
sure,
the playoffs?
That's right. That's
game between
right.
You know, the Vikes and Cardinals
right.
Down there in the
yeah.
Desert. I mean,
exactly.
You know, sometimes you do. Luck is part of it.
Yeah, God
but
is good.
You're right. The challenges that were in front of them, man. They said it last night. Craig Counsell. This team never said the word enough. You know, I've had enough. We might as well just. You know, every day it was a grind, and we need to remember, as Gary pointed out, the pandemic part of this, that so many routines were out of whack. And so it's not only on the field, not only some lack of production, as you said, Leroy, with Christian Yelich and others, and opting out. Injuries played a big part in this season as well. They never said, I've had enough. No, I'll bet you, though, some players we're debating opting out, I would think, at some point, one of those four-game losing streaks. Yeah, and I wouldn't blame him. I didn't blame Lorenzo Cain. That's his choice, and he's earned that choice to do that. But it sounds like a cliche, but the perseverance of this organization, as well as the team on the field, and Council. Now you look back at Council, guys, look at the 17, 18, 19, 20 run. And they pointed it out. Braun pointed this out last night. I'm sure you guys have heard this, that one game was insignificant in four seasons, and that was the final game of the 17 season. Every other game, I always say it's a pennant race on opening day, and maybe take that a little too far, but nonetheless, every game has been a pennant race, but that one game, 83-79 mark, 4 over in 17, go to 18, 30 over at 96-66, go to 19 last year, 89-73, 16 over. Okay, the bump in the road, the pandemic challenge, and you end up 2 under. That's and a playoff appearance, no doubt. That is still pretty cool for the Brewers. It really is.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, coming up Wednesday night from 8 till 9. Bayview Shit and Blind postgame show immediately following game one between the Brewers and Dodgers in the National League playoffs coming up on Wednesday night. Plucker and I were talking in a break earlier this afternoon about this whole scenario really benefits the underdog when you only have to win two games. You don't have to win four. You've only got to win two. You already have a really good pitcher in Brandon Woodruff that can help you get one. And then you just need a Yelich and a Hira to get hot at the same time in one game to get the other one. And just like that, you're on to the next round, Tim. It would have been a heck of a lot nicer with Corbin Burns. Then you really would have had a puncher's chance at this. But you don't have it, so now you need the guys that have not lived up to expectations offensively just to get hot for two games.
And is it that far-fetched for that to occur and throw Braun into the mix here?
I just want him to still be walking by the end of the series.
Well, he's walking into L.A., and he's swaggering into L.A., that's for sure. I see Braun having an impact.
Clutch.
Yeah, I do. I think he's headed back to his neck of the woods there on Wednesday. You know, Stevie, you could flip the script a little bit here on this. What if they decided to try and use this philosophy? Let's go with Suter in a bullpen game.
That's what they're going to have to do for the other two games. They don't have anybody else.
Well, no, I mean game one on Wednesday.
Oh, and then have Woodruff on normal rest against Kershaw?
And here's why. Here's why. If it's almost like house money game one because it's not Woody. So if you can steal it with Suter in game one, you've got the Dodgers on their heels facing Woody in game two, and you could – I mean, it's all about game one for sure. Get that one.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. You know what I've got an inkling for, and they'll never, ever, 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 ever do this. But, man, if I had an arm that is electric, young,
William.
That's an Appleton? No. That's an Appleton? The Dodgers have no film on at all, never been in the big leagues? Nah.
Gary, here go this smartest guy in the room stuff.
Look, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm fine with the bullpen thing, but you know how we've always struggled against guys making their major league debut. You have no film, have no idea what to expect, not a clue in the world what they do. You have nothing. If you go running some young starter out that's been sitting in Appleton for the last couple of months that might be ready to go, and you just tell them, hey, look, it's a one-game thing. You're going to come in, maybe pitch three innings, if that, three, four innings, and see what happens. That could be enough to sway it. They got tape on Suter. They know Suter.
They do. You're talking about like an Ethan Small?
Yeah, sure. just a real relative draft pick. Perfect. Yes.
No, but, you know, if they do go Suter, and I think that is a possibility.
Suter!
If they do, guys, what if you lose that game? You still got to bounce back with Woody in game two to even it up and then put it on the final game, in theory.
And back to the bullpen.
Yeah, and then back to whatever you've got, all hands on deck.
But there, go ahead, Tim.
You know, I think the key here, and we all know this by now, based on these 60 games, get to Devin Williams with a tie or a lead.
Yep.
That's the key. The kid is amazing.
Now, Hader, on the other hand, that's still it's concerning.
Just starting to pick it back up here.
Hader in the Dodgers. I don't know, man. Devin Williams, I'm all in on that dude. Yeah, sure, let's go.
So you want to just send Hader home then? Should he not even show up?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, of the two, I have more confidence in Williams to this point because Hader, you do have that history. Now, you know, I'm assuming Hader is extra motivated for this series because he don't want to be the reason they get sent home again.
Hating the man, cuz.
I know it's a little bit different this year, obviously. It's been sideways, and it's been kind of funky and weird. The Houston Astros and our Milwaukee Brewers here, break history for the first time ever. A sub-500 team is into the playoffs in Major League Baseball. That goes back 2.8 billion years, you know. So it is weird, and I understand that. And I also fully understand that, you know, even buddies of mine throughout the late summer here were like, well, how are the Brewers doing? They're out of it, right? They haven't been playing that good. And it's, you know, it's understandable. It really is, because we're so set with a baseball tradition and a season. And, you know, you start peeking at things in August, most of us. And, you know, a lot of us just go to a couple of games and tailgate and have some brats and beers and things and see big dudes like Fielder and Vogelbach do their thing. But
Vogelbach.
You know, now it's time. Now it's time to really kind of isolate and say, you know, what the hell? Why not? I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason. There still are, you know, eight other teams that didn't make it in. So I think we just – it's tough to give credit. I understand that because we're so set in our ways when we look at baseball. We view baseball a certain way, and that's really the right of spring and summer. But – you know, now we just look at it as isolation. We look at it as, you know what? They're in anyway. Let's rejoice in that, and let's see what happens.
I'm telling you right now, if they shock the world and beat the Dodgers, it does not matter to me what happens after that. It will not matter. It will not matter. If they beat the Dodgers, I don't care what happens after that.
You know, the kicker and the bonus is always, guys, you know, and we all understand this, that, you know, I'm not unemployed for another few games, so I do get the bonus getting paid here for a little bit longer.
And now the real reason he's happy. Okay, good. Good talk.
The real reason he's happy, this if guy. He bet that money on the Cowboys, he ain't going to have no money.
Hey, now. Hey, guess, you know what? That team, by the way, yeah, let's talk about my Las Vegas Raiders, too, though. Let's not forget that. Yeah, they're an eyelash being 3-0, guys. I mean, they're, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Well, good news is you'll have more of this Brewers and Cowboys talk with Tim coming up Thursday and Friday this week as he fills in for me on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
I want to throw this out there that, hey, Aaron Rodgers is playing like an MVP. Aaron Rodgers is amazing right now. He is. And for those that slammed him for the last couple of years, man, I think he's got a little payback on his mind this year. I really do. They look good. That offense looks really good, guys.
Little Rodgers revenge tour. All right, Timmy, thanks so much.
You got it.
Take care. There he is, franchise Tim Allen. The Great Midwest Bank hotline is your passion, our growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. 10 seconds, actually 15 seconds, and then we're back with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.